and now for StoryCorps Atlanta. Dustin Lemke grew up as a proud and active fundamentalist Baptist in rural Arkansas. At 16, he began preaching, at 17, went off to Bible college, and at 20, married his classmate, Carrie. But deep down, he knew things weren't exactly adding up. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, he tells friend Erica Schoon about a major turning point in his life.
I didn't question my religious or political beliefs probably until about the age of 25. I believed what they said in church. I believed what they said in Sunday school. I took it for face value. And
what happened when you were 25?
So at 25, I'm having this pre-midlife crisis. And ultimately, that is because even though I'm a Baptist pastor, even though I'm married to a woman, I know deep down that I'm gay and that all of these things aren't mixing so well together. I start to ask myself, am I headed on the path that I want to go in life? Like, do I want to remain married? Do I want to remain a Baptist pastor and remain, you know, closeted the rest of my life? Well, always before, when you're in the church growing up, I was struggling with an issue, I would call it, or there was some sin in my life. But finally, at the age of 25, I recognized that being gay wasn't going away. And so in my mind, I said that I was gay. But now I also said something else crazy in my mind. I said, I'm gay, but I'm also trying to make God happy. I like being a Baptist pastor, and I'm going to remain married to a woman. And I thought that all of those things could live together somehow without messing things up. So I was willing to be gay, but I was always going to deny my gayness and not act on it in any way. I will say in all this, inside, the reason I was able to come out was because my mind changed about the Bible. The more I read, the more it didn't make sense to me, and the more I struggled with it. And so at the age of 28, I made the decision that I was going to come out. It was not easy. It took me 1 year of planning. So I came out December the 12th, 2004, at 3 p.m. Like, I had it planned. I knew the day. I knew the time that I was going to do it. It was all very specific. The night before, I mailed letters.
Wait, so you had this year of planning and not a single person knew?
No, nobody knew.
You hadn't told anybody.
I didn't want anybody to find out during that year. I wanted this to be on my own terms, on my own way.
Why did it have to be sudden?
I feel it had to be sudden because I was actually fearful for my life. At this church where I'd been the spokesperson for God to them, I felt it had to be sudden or they might, you know, hurt me in some way. I left a note on the church office door, and it was a very simple note. It said, I'm gay, I'm leaving Arkansas, I'm leaving the ministry. Very simple note. That was basically the letter that I had mailed to all my friends and family too. So at 3 o'clock, I tape that note up on the church door. I go over to our house was just across the street from the church. I had always envisioned telling Carrie being very strong, but instead I was crying, kind of uncontrollably sobbing. She was very upset, in complete shock. But after about 10 or 15 minutes, we probably had the sweetest hour-long conversation that we could. Everything suddenly made sense to her, why I was more like a roommate or a brother than a husband. It all made sense to her. The only thing I hadn't packed at that point were my clothes. And I got in my car. I took a couple of days to drive down there. And I arrived in Tampa not knowing anybody, not having a job, and literally having $2,000 with me to start a new life. And even now, every year on December the 12th, which is my coming out day, I challenge myself in some way. But it's to remind myself that I can do those things that I think are impossible. I want to keep pushing myself and challenging myself so that I'm always growing and changing and finding those answers.
Dustin Lemke talking with friend Erica Schoon. Dustin still lives in Florida and maintains many warm relationships with friends and family that are back home in Arkansas. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps Atlanta booth. To book a time with a friend or a loved one, please visit wabe.org/StoryCorps.